Listener Production.
Concerns about the rising number of serious crashes on Tassie roads, and a Hobart man is in hospital following an alleged stabbing. Mostly sunny today. We're heading to a top of 15 degrees. I'm Tessa Randello, and this is your Hobart Local News. There are concerns that while the number of deaths on Tassie roads is lower than last year, that serious crashes are increasing. The state's seen a 17% increase in the number of serious collisions statewide. That's 30% for motorcycles. It follows the death of a 28-year-old woman involved in a two-vehicle head-on crash at Boyer Road near Dromedary on Saturday. The state's road toll is now at 15. A 45-year-old man remains in the Royal Hobart Hospital after allegedly being stabbed on Saturday night. A 29-year-old woman's been arrested following the incident, and the pair knew one another. One in three economists are tipping the Reserve Bank to jack up the interest rates again tomorrow. If it happens, it could take the official cash rate to an 11-year high of 4.1%. The cumulative increase in monthly mortgage repayments since the Reserve Bank started raising rates in May last year has a net total of $17,000 on average for a $600,000 mortgage. Support for the voice to Parliament continues to decline across the country, according to a fresh news poll out this morning. Just 46% of voters are committed to ticking the yes box, only 3% more than the 47% in the no camp. How this plays out is going to come down to the 11% still sitting on the fence. To succeed, the referendum needs a yes vote from a majority of voters in the majority of states, meaning Tasmania will have the same impact on the vote. A vigil was held in the north for missing 14-year-old Cheyenne Lee Tatnall as investigations continue into her disappearance. She was last seen in Launceston's Henry Street area on April 30. Police are continuing to look into the case, but large-scale searches for the teenager have finished up. Anyone with information about her disappearance is urged to get in touch with authorities. And UTAS is one of the world's best when it comes to sustainable goals. The local university ranking 5th for its performance against 17 sustainable development goals, going up against 1,500 universities. PhD student Ben Weeding says research being done at UTAS can be used to solve real-world problems.
Having really specific research, whether that be about heat stress or agricultural patterns or whatever it is, it makes that tangible and something that people can act on.
Australia has been forced into a late change ahead of this week's World Test Championship final against India. Paceman Josh Hazlewood has been ruled out due to the Achilles and side issues, with Queenslander Michael Nisa added to the squad. Coach Andrew McDonald says the upcoming Ashes was taken into consideration.
If you look on the back of that, then we turn our attention quickly to England and the Ashes. And yeah, there's some short turnarounds there. That's nothing that we're not used to.
And Jack Jumpers vice-captain Jared Weeks is calling time on his career after a massive 254 games in the NBL League. He joined the Tassie team in their first season and is one of just three players to take to the floor in every playoff game in the club's short history. Weeks isn't going too fast, staying connected with the Jackies and moving back to Tasmania following the New Zealand NBL season.